This is Dr. Lee Decating, a history physical patient name, Cardwell, C-A-R-D-W-E-L-L, Sanita, C-Y-N-E-T-T-A, date of birth 9-9-1948, place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 10-21-2023, history of present illness, this is a 75-year-old female, she was hospitalized at Franklin Square Hospital, doctor, mental status, hyperglycemia, generalized weakness, and she also has a past medical history type 1, diabetes mellitus, grave disease. A recent H. pylori infection. Patient was evaluated in the hospital, subsequently admitted. Patient has a month ago hospitalization. She was diagnosed widespread metastatic disease, malignancy, CT guided biopsy of the liver, mass, pathology identified shows poorly differentiated squamous cell carcinoma, with glandular formation. Possibility of adenosquamous G1 primary. Patient scheduled outpatient PET CT. During her previous hospitalization, she was also diagnosed with right lower extremity blood clot started on Eliquis. Patient found to have pancreatic mass on the CT imaging, extensive liver metastasis and lung nodule, and hyperglycemia treated with calcitonin. Zoledronic acid, Z-O-L-E-D-R-O-N-I-C, acid, an aggressive stage 4 malignancy without clear primary site. Patient has a poor further treatment of cancer. Patient plans to discharge home hospital, but patient doesn't want to go home. She wanted to go rehab to get more stronger. Discussed with the patient and the family, agreed continuation of anticoagulation and PTOT and rehab. Patient was subsequently admitted to the Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Home for the rehab, continuation of care, aggressive physical therapy. Today when I saw the patient, I complained of feeling weak and tired and some abdominal discomfort, but no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Mild headache earlier got relieved with the Tylenol. And the patient has a recently diagnosed aggressive stage 4 malignancy without clear primary site, acute recent encephalopathy from hypercalcemia, improved. She also has a hyperuricemia, maintained on allopurinol and hypophosphatemia. That was supplemented, diabetes was monitored, oral thrush, given nystatin, switch and swallow, and for grave disease, history, she was managed, DVT was managed with Eliquis. At present, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever when I saw the patient. Past medical history, number 1, hyperlipidemia, number 2, grave disease, number 3, diabetes, number 4, H. pylori, number 5, liver mass, number 6, metastatic cancer, recently diagnosed, and generalized weakness. Lower system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, some abdominal discomfort, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. The medications upon discharge, Tylenol 1000 mg 2 tablet, sorry, Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hours, PRN, Apixaban 5 mg BAD, Lasix 20 mg daily, Levothyroxine 88 mcg daily for hypothyroidism, and Lorazepam, she has completed the course. She was given in the hospital melatonin 3 mg, 2 tablets at night, nystatin switch and swallow for oral thrush to complete 7-day course, Miralax 17 gram daily, Senacort 2 tablets daily at night. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, oriented time 3, very cooperative, blood pressure 119 over 70, pulse 90, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse of 97%, head rate max, normocholic, cardiogenic taric, no urinary discharge, neck supple, no GVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS 2, regular, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sound positive, extremities, leg edema noted, right more than the left. Neurosis is awake, alert, attentive, free, and cooperative. Assessment patient is admitted with generalized weakness. Next line. Multiple medical problems. Recently diagnosed stage 4 cancer with unknown primary site. Next line, pancreatic mass. Next line, liver metastasis. Next line, recent encephalopathy due to hypercalcemia. Next line, hypercalcemia. Next line, hyperuricemia. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Plan of care will continue all her current medications. PTOT, follow-up lab electrolyte. Care plan discuss with nursing staff. Thank you.